Welcome to Animation Damnation, loyal Patreon subscribers. I'm Andrew Jubin, alongside the whole gang, Steven Zadek, Christopher Cabin, Eric Siska, talking to you today about the cartoon Iron Man. The episode in question, Iron Man on the Inside. Original air date, November the 4th, 1995. Great year for cartoons.
Oh, I thought he was Iron Man on the inside.
No, no, this is an inside job. I got to tell you all about it now. Okay, now Tony Stark built the planes that hit the towers. Scraps in a cave. Yeah, that's right. He was in a cave in Afghanistan.
Can I get all of the fake tapes of Alex Jones like responding to Tony Stark and the Avengers? I want that for real.
You know, that is funny though. He could be in an alternate universe like where he was legitimate. He could be like the Pat Kiernan who's in all the movies.
Oh, of course he could.
Totally.
He like, could totally I mean? Be that.
Because you could get him to believe in Thanos instantly.
The event in New York. Okay, no, there was this dimensional alien, all right, named Thanos. And he made everyone reptilians.
Just the Chithori were there.
They saw the whole thing. They opened up that big purple butthole in the sky.
Who stole all those votes from Trump? Ultron,
that's
of course.
Right, dude. Millions of Ultron votes.
Ultron, also known as Cambridge Analytica. That's why he's got such a velvet voice.
Also voiced by James Spader.
Yes, exactly.
We are doing this because it's Avengers Month, kind of, sort of, right?
Yeah, that Infinity Wars is coming, man.
And, you know, this takes you back to a simpler time when Iron Man was garbage. Or not garbage, but like totally unmarketable. Like
yeah. It's yeah. just like, different.
You could if you put a gun to my head and said, look,
I gladly
there would be in the year 1995, like the yeah. biggest fucking thing in the world 15 years from now is gonna be Iron Man, I'd be like, you're lying. You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
he was B Squad. He was always B Squad.
Right. And that's why it's weird. When you think about like the origins of this MCU,
yeah.
it's kind of weird that he was the first one to have a go at it.
Mm-hmm. Well, because you couldn't have foreseen us being ruled over by rich technology geeks.
Yeah, yeah.
You couldn't have foreseen that. All these techies, you couldn't. Peter Thiel being the richest man in the world, you couldn't have seen it coming. Man. But since that happened,
now we're Iron Man world.
Tony Stark's the best.
Yeah, and this cartoon, it should be pointed out, by the way, so this original, well, this 90s Iron Man cartoon, it lasted for 2 seasons. After the first season, they, like, changed everything about it.
Uh-huh.
So we were, like, going over some episodes to possibly do here, and I watched one from the first season. This one we're doing now is in the second season.
Yeah.
And arguably the cooler season of the show. The first season is very much like, this is Iron Man. And like the theme song is like an orchestration. Mm-hmm. And they're like showing little title cards of all the characters and shit.
Oh, that's fun.
And it's very like kiddie cartoon shit.
Yeah.
This second season is
it
like...
It fucks, man.
Dude, this Tony Stark fucks.
Yeah,
he totally fucks. The theme song is just I Am Iron Man sung over and over and over again, which is the funniest thing you'll see.
I think it's kind of trying to compete with that Spider-Man one. Spider-Man, Spider-Man, Spider-Man.
But arguably also much less computer animation in this Iron Man show.
Very true.
Because that Spider-Man show was rotten with that shit.
I'm just glad they didn't get like a synth cover of Black Sabbath's Iron Man, because that was the other option.
Oh, dude,
on the table.
The finger thing needs the money.
Yeah, and this is
actually,
one of those.
Actually, send me that synth cover.
But this tune that opens this show for its second season is like as close as you can get to that Sabbath song without getting fucking sued. That's what it is. You know what I mean?
I am Bronze Man.
So this episode starts with Tony Stark is tired. Uh-huh. He's been doing a lot of work, so he's just exhausted.
There's a big tech conference coming up, man. Also, the mullet. Can we talk about the mullet?
Oh, this guy looks like a greasy 90s porn star, dude.
He really does.
This dude mustache, fucks on camera.
Too. Jerry Seinfeld, man, with a mustache.
Well, this is the original, like, the Iron Man goatee was more of a thing of the thousands, where everyone was like, that mustache ain't looking good. You know what
yes,
I mean? But like in
yeah.
the 80s, you could have a mustache. In the 60s, you could have a mustache.
Well, if they made Tom Selleck as Iron Man.
Oh, please.
Then
hell yes.
Don't
that
even toy with me.
Come true.
Don't
that
even
would
toy
be
with
amazing.
Me.
Brian De Palma's Iron Man with Tom Selleck.
How could you get enough iron to contain that fucking beefy body, man? I don't know if I could find enough.
The chest hairs are coming through the metal.
Oh my god!
The mustache, yeah, exactly. You'd put the faceplate on, and then the mustache would seep through somehow.
Yes,
there'd be like a dent in it. The mustache would dent the mask.
Yes,
the mustache is back though now, so you could do it now, and it's back so much that I want to get rid of mine.
But Tony Stark in these movies isn't just solo stash. He's got,
he's got the goatee kind of.
He's got the ridiculous, like pointy fucking chin strap thing.
But he could just have a mustache now. Doctor Strange is goatee-ish.
He's got a goatee.
Come on, dude. Come on.
And now Captain America's got that awesome beard, man. Oh, I want to fall asleep in that beard.
That's true.
He looks pretty great, dude. He could be going to see fucking Tonic with that beard.
Tonic?
Yeah.
Put some gin in there and you got a party. Tonic was a band, right?
What was that big hit?
Oh, I don't remember, but it was just shitty like 90s rock.
Like James and all those other bands.
So this
you'd
also
see them like open for Veruca Salt
or Vertical Horizon.
Oh
man.
Shit, yeah. Yeah, Chris Evans is listening to Vertical Horizon with that beard. So this is also, it's a weird world of Iron Man that I don't know because my only understanding of Iron Man is like what the MCU has told us.
Sure.
And this is like, there's some like Spider-Woman who's his assistant.
Yes, this is a character called Spider-Woman who I didn't know was, was Spider-Woman until the end of the episode where she uses spider powers.
Right.
Because the rest, she's just kind of just a lady.
She's just a lady. She's like harassing Tony about
and the
like
sexual tension is over the top. And I'm like, she's his kid's show.
Isn't she? She's his COO.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, so he's already trapped in her web.
They were supposed to be wed, though.
Yeah.
She makes that remark of like, oh, I'm so glad we decided not to get fucking married.
I'm like, ooh. Yeah.
I was airing this shit on my fucking Tuesday afternoon cartoons.
Let's get to Ultimo already.
Now, it's this woman who's Spider-Woman, Tony Stark is Iron Man, Hawkeye appears in this episode. And some other folks made up, what was this faction called, Steve?
It was called Force Works.
Uh-huh.
Which is just like a fake Avengers, but I think it was also in the mid-90s.
Like when we're doing like X-Force.
Sounds like what?
Like labor camp.
Or like WeWork, like a freelancer's fucking office.
Yeah, or just like, yeah, like
that's what superheroes are at the end of the day, is just some freelancers.
Sounds like a co-op. Like, oh, cool, you want to spend like 10 hours on ForceWorks? can you sign this petition for ForceWorks, please?
Oh, yeah, those are people that I would walk by on the way into a movie theater.
Well, that's like an open concept art studio.
Well, so, I 100%.
This is like your corner, man. If you want to do what you think, you know, just don't disturb anyone else that's, you know, innovating.
They're in their space, man. But this is definitely what Clint is doing when the Avengers don't need him.
Which is all the time.
Working at the local co-op.
Are we sure he's not in this movie at all?
He's in it.
He's in it? Okay,
I think he's in it.
I think so too.
I'm not seeing Hyde nor Hera, Jeremy Renner.
Hawkeye.
They're not headlining Hawkeye. weird. That's so strange.
I hope he just gets gobbled by Thanos instantly. Like Thanos that'd be shows awesome. Up and he's just like, whoop.
Yeah, dude, he gets Jurassic Park lawyer toilet.
No, he uses his tongue and the Yoshi noise happens.
Oh, yes.
And he just goes inside of his mouth.
If Thanos is not eating people, fuck that.
Right.
Right? Well, like, they built this up so much that I need to see him, like, picking
but
his
that's
teeth
the,
and
that,
bones.
Get munching, dude.
They're not going to, like, Thanos fucks people up. Like, they're not going to do that in this.
Why not? Rip a head off.
You think Linda Cardellini was like, oh, man, I'm so cool. Age of Ultron, I'm going to be in all these Avenger movies.
She should
now.
Be in Infinity War. Like, that should be another victim.
Dude, no, that's the thing.
That's probably what's going to happen, actually.
I'll put a fucking Infinity War prediction on the table. That farmhouse gets fucking fired. Bombed.
Late siege.
That whole family gets murdered.
Yeah,
like
dude.
Linda Cardellini and the two kids get murdered, and that's like Clint Barton is like, all right, I'm out of retirement now.
Steve, question. Can Thanos do like shape-shifting?
No.
What?
I don't know. Because
he's supposed to be like all powerful. Anyway.
He can
break the matter of all beings. Who cares?
Because I was going to say he should like give Linda Cardellini like an affinity stone is like he should morph into Hawkeye and be like, hey baby, and then like she touches it and she fucking like rots.
That would be awesome.
Or whatever
you could get his lackey Loki to do it.
That's true.
All right, is Loki the Deceiver working with him now or is that?
Yeah. No, he was in the first movie, but not so much. No more's.
Well, that should. fucking flip flops back and forth all the time.
Yeah, I think.
In the beginning of every movie, he's a good guy. At the end of every movie, he's a bad guy.
I don't understand. Yep. That character makes zero sense. No, not, and I know it's like meant to be mischief, but it's just stupid.
It's obnoxious. And that was one of the annoying parts about that Ragnarok movie. Yeah. It was like, gee, I wonder how this is going
to
turn out.
Does he need to be in the movie?
No.
No.
100%
no. So Hawkeye is like, hey, man, you broke up Forceworks and I'm still pissed at you. And like,
right. There's a grudge there.
There's a grudge. My favorite line of this whole episode is Iron Man's like, he's like, yeah, I'm here to pick up my stuff, which is kind of great. And Iron Man's like, yeah, man. So make sure you turn in your padlock on your way out. So like, Iron Man is like, hey, man, I need that fucking padlock. I need that, like.
Yep. Leave your keys here, man. Leave your keys on the table.
What a dick.
It's a shit move. And also, that makes me think in this, like, Stark compound or whatever, locker room?
Oh, good question.
What else do you need that padlock for if you're not locking a locker?
Well, no, it's just to embarrass him in front of the woman. Because
in front of Julia.
Oh, Julia. Hawkeye has a thing for Julia as well.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, and it's like, yeah, I own all the padlocks. It's like, he turns into a fucking shitty gym manager all of a sudden. He's like, yeah, by the way, towels.
Yeah. Better give me that key or else we're going to just fucking cut through that padlock and wouldn't want to waste a good padlock.
That was my favorite thing of working at a gym, getting the fucking lock bolt cutter.
Do you
man.
Just, oh Pump man, did you lock. Just throw out people's shit?
Though? Oh yeah, man.
Just
at the
right
end of
the trash
yep,
at the end
absolutely.
Of the night?
Yep.
That's amazing.
You taking anything home with you though?
I mean, I checked every pocket for
dirty
cash.
Undies, dude? Dirty undies?
No.
You taking those home?
Who's dirty undies, dude?
I don't know.
Everybody.
Locker people.
The locker people.
No, but like.
Hey, excuse me. I'm a locker person. And I didn't appreciate that joke. Thank you.
Can I ask you a serious question, Steve? Why wouldn't you just put that in like a lost and found?
I think stuff that looked like it was going to be like expensive or something.
But you'd worry about like a bomb or something.
Yeah.
Also, the smell of crotch is emanating
yeah.
from it.
Yeah. You don't want to keep all that in like a cardboard box under the front desk.
Yeah, that would be a problem.
Smelling like
Why
balls.
Why not, dude? You're fucking...
Because it smells like balls.
But your balls are under that desk too. So it's like fucking
yeah,
right,
my balls
right at
are
home.
Fucking cleaned, my friend.
Covered right. by a couple
yeah,
sheets.
Yeah, right. You with clean balls. Come on.
So he's like, by the way, did anyone notice who did the voice of Iron Man?
I assume it's Welker.
No, it's not. One, you got it?
It's fucking Jim Cummings, isn't it?
No.
It's Jim not. Neighbors?
Oh, Jim Cummings does a voice on this show. I thought he was doing Tony Stark.
No, he is. What Tony exactly? Stark is Robert Hayes from Airplane.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Oh,
shit. He's sounding very Adam Westish in this.
Yeah, it does sound a little Westy. Mm-hmm. Westian, if you will. Other stupid, weird... I don't even, you know, again, I don't know the world of Iron Man or whatever, but like, he doesn't have a Jarvis system. He has what I guess is the beta version known as Homer.
Yeah.
That's Homer or Gomer?
When he gets hacked, it turns into Gomer. It's
right.
a joke.
Yeah, it's a joke because he's like, it's a Gomer Pyle joke.
And it's like, oh here's
Pyle.
Like,
yeah,
it's
all
this
the
weird
kids.
Dr. Yep. Manhattan that's just kind of walking around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. It's, I was like, who is this like genitalia-less fucking. computer image that's waltzing around this laboratory.
Ghost. A fucking ghost in your fucking...
It's weird, and he's changing colors?
So, Hawkeye is cleaning out his locker. They have to go fly to some conference. When they fly to this conference, uh-oh, here comes Ultimo, who's a big old robot.
And is Ultimo, like, an established thing?
I didn't know who he was. I mean, this is, again, like, the bench of Iron Man villains is
right.
very, 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 very low.
Like, it's no like when you buy an Iron Man compendium and then, like, Ultimo comes on an issue and you're like, maybe I'll just flip ahead.
That's why it's like, oh, here, who's going to be in the next Iron Man movie? What about Whiplash?
Who's yeah. that guy? Is that, like, a car?
That was Mickey Rourke.
Oh, fuck.
In Iron Man 2.
Yeah.
I totally forgot about that.
You there's will.
Also, there's a lot of like fake Iron Man. There's a Crimson Dynamo who's like a Russian Iron Man.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but the greatest villain for Tony Stark is always his sense of humor.
Oh, right.
And before Ultimo even shows up, this is so...
You were laughing your tits off?
This is 1995 with a fucking button. Tony Stark making a woman driving fucking joke.
Right. Oh, you're totally
while
right.
she's in an airplane.
Dude, this woman gets Al Bundy'd.
Jesus there, Christ.
Speaking of 95, there's like the villain, I guess, is like this hacker guy that like programs yes. Ultimo.
He's the hacker.
Yeah.
Okay. And
clean the shit out of your ears.
He's got a poster of Howard Stern in his like fucking hacking van or compound or whatever it is.
Yep, Private Parts, Man 95.
I guess that was to show that he was immature, because the gag at the end is he's a kid.
Right.
But I mean, like, why a Howard? I think somebody on the staff was like, cool, get a Howard in there. Is there a way to get Tony Stark to say, hey, Rob, Mr. Hayes, can you say Baba Booey real quick?
Well, I guess it's sort of like how a reference to our show was sneaked into the cartoon Arthur.
That's true.
That's right.
But they called it We Despise Films. And we confirmed that, by the way. So that's awesome.
That's pretty rad. Well, because also, doesn't the poster in this episode just say Howard?
It does. Yeah, because you're not going to say Howard Stern.
No, you got to pay for
that. There's a band like Tonic and James. Howard. They did a one-off for the fucking American Pie soundtrack.
Dude, you see that Howard is coming to play the Palladium? Let's go see Howard live in concert, man. Oh, so then a jet falls on Hawkeye and crushes him.
Yeah.
It's pretty fucking funny.
Ultimo throws they subdue Ultimo for the second.
Right.
And then Hawkeye is crushed, and then the
theme
song.
He's got spinal damage, and he's got a 70.
He says, chuckling.
Homer says he's got a 73% chance of death, dough.
And 99% of paralysis.
Yeah,
it's a grim diagnosis.
That is bad.
Well, he's also calling him Mr. Hawkeye. Like, so people are saying,
yes,
Clint. Hawkeye's name is Clint Barton. They're like, oh, Clint, this, that.
But only the people who are in the know.
And then, like, the fucking robot is just like, oh, Mr. Hawkeye, are you okay?
Mr. Hawkeye. Thanks, Mr. Hawkeye. You saved my school.
Excuse me, Mr. Hawkeye, can I clean your apartment now? Like, no, no, Homer, you cannot clean my apartment.
Homer.
Mr. Hawkeye, can I need to change the pipes. No, Homer, no.
And it's the same thing as Jarvis, which is, yeah, it's like J-A-R-V-I-S.
Yeah, it's H-O-N. It's an acronym of something.
That's pretty cool.
Does he do it with all the events? Like, is there Mr. Thor? What do you call it? Mr. Thor?
Yeah, Mr. Captain America. Well, I think there was
Mr. America.
I think there was some weird rights thing, because Captain America never showed up on this.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But didn't they have a separate, like,
cartoon
Fox era Captain America show? I thought they did.
No.
Really? Wow.
There was a Captain America cartoon, though, wasn't there?
There's a Fantastic Four cartoon, a Silver Surfer cartoon,
right.
Spider-Man, X-Men. But no Captain America.
We hated and America in the 90s.
Spider-Man showed up. Captain America showed up on Spider-Man a few times.
Okay.
And I believe even on X-Men.
You know, I got to say, I think Captain America was thought of as extremely lame at the time.
Yes.
That's true.
I mean, the big three of the Avengers, like Spider-Man, Thor, Iron Man, and Captain America were the lamest of the characters. That's why it was so weird when they became so popular.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, it was always Spider-Man and the X-Men, but they didn't have the rights to them, so it was like, let's build
up
these guys.
Didn't you have, like, Wolverine was in the Avengers?
He was.
Temporarily?
In the early thousands. I think he's still kind of in the Avengers.
Ooh.
So is Spider-Man.
That's pretty cool. So the whole thing is, like, there's no way we can do this surgery. The percentage, you know, the mortality rate or whatever. Like, it's not
the Hawkeye mortality rate.
So Homer's like, as in a matter of fact, by the way, the only way you'd even be able to do it is you could, like, get in there. And we are called back to the beginning of the episode where Tony Stark is working on a laser beam that will, like, grow plants larger to help, like, a food crisis.
But what if you reverse the polarity, Andrew?
That's all you have to do, dude. Mm. Just hit the reverse polarity switch and it'll shrink shit.
Then they go and kidnap Dennis Quaid. And they get ready to fucking rock and roll.
Stay Tuned and a Half.
Innerspace? I love that movie.
I remember liking it a lot, too. Yeah, this is very Innerspace. And
Fantastic Voyage is the original.
Sorry. Yes.
Well, was it true also for the comics that, like, the Pyms and the Starks hated each other?
Well, no, I don't know.
I was about
that.
To say that. The Ant-Man should be involved in some way, or Hank Pym with this fucking small ray.
Well, at least from what that Ant-Man movie told me, it was like Hank Pym back in the day butted heads with Howard Stark and they, like, weren't chill.
No,
so it's like, I'm not calling him. I'm not. No. I will reverse the polarity on this one. I am not calling him.
And Hawkeye's like, yeah, man, your grudge comes first, my life second.
So he shrinks down successfully, of course.
The weird thing is he puts on this, like...
Oh, my God!
He puts on an outfit over his Iron Man outfit.
His Iron Man in an Iron Man suit.
And I guess this is a thing throughout this cartoon. I didn't notice it in the other few episodes I watched, really. But, like, he's got some magic thing where, like, a beam of light just goes down his body like fucking head to tail.
Yeah, and
he changes suits like magically. What the fuck is that?
It's also Mega magic because he has an iron suit.
Whenever you see that, a wizard did it.
Oh, of course.
But literally, we have to talk about this for a second. He's Iron Man,
right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then he says, oh, "I have to go inside Hawkeye. Better put on a medical suit, which is like it's another golden suit.
Yeah, because
a clear egg ahead, and I'm like, why aren't you naked in there or something?
Mr. Hawkeye has diseases.
Oh, that's yeah. You want to double bag it? You're saying
exactly. I'm gonna double bag it before I penetrate Hawkeye.
That's Hawkeye. A way to make a deeper bench. He's got to fight Syphilis Man.
Oh, the gonorrhea gang.
You know what?
Get ready to have a hole in your brain. Syphilis Man.
He actually fought for the good guys briefly in World War II.
I just love that idea, though, that he's a Tony Stark inside an Iron Man, inside a diving bell. He's like a fucking comic book turducken, dude.
It really is so dumb.
And so at this point, Tony Stark knocks over Ultimo on his runway. By the way, there's no one working at this facility.
No, I don't know what this is supposed to be. Is this like Stark private property?
Probably. And the hacker hacks back into Ultimo, brings him back to life. He winds up hacking into Homer, turns him into Gomer.
That's so dumb. It's so dumb.
You gotta scatter Ultimo's body like William Wallace.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Fucking four corners, dude.
Yeah, exactly. One in each part of the kingdom.
Well, because he's like, oh, man... Ultimo again. Yeah, you know how you stop Ultimo again? Is you fucking tear him up.
Dude,
yeah.
Melt him down. Exactly. There's one ship left. I need a vacation.
Ultimo need a vacation.
I cannot self-terminate. Tony.
I cannot self-Ultimo.
So he's inside. He's floating around. My favorite part of this whole episode is... he gets caught in like a ventricle that closes around him. And then outside, Spider-Woman is like, what are you doing in there, Tony? You're giving Hawkeye a heart attack.
Yes.
And then, of course, the fucking, ooh. No, I'm getting attacked by a heart.
Yeah, we're having a little bit of Iron Man fun here.
Sure we are.
But so like, I don't know, that's tough, man. Like they're like, oh, you know, use the paddles or whatever.
And then he's like, oh yeah, let me turn into my electro suit really quickly. And I was like, how are you doing this? It's a wizard.
But yeah.
Doctor Strange is right there with
him. So Hawkeye, bad week for Hawkeye. He's paralyzed. He just had a heart attack. Like Hawkeye's mother is in the waiting room. Like, what's going on with my son?
And then Iron Man just like puts like some spinal nerves into like a box. And connects it, and he's fine.
He does like whatever the repair job is. He puts in a false disc
or something.
Yeah. Well, that, you know, they say something about like you need to be as small as a molecule, which also he definitely doesn't get that small.
No, that's
horseshit.
It's kind of an Osmosis Jones situation, a little bit.
Mm. Oh, just the tiniest bit.
I mean, he's still like the size of a figurine in that fucking bloodstream.
And you're telling me that Tony Stark's not leaving shit behind? You know what I mean? Like,
there's detritus.
Yeah. Oh, there's. I left my sunglasses in you. They're about to get big in 5, 4, 3.
Actually didn't get to clean the suit before I came.
Oh man,
I'm sorry.
It's not sterile at all.
There's a crazy part where he's floating around in Hawkeye's kidney and they're like, "Oh my, he's like my suit is melting." And fucking Spider-Woman is like, "Oh, if I remember high school biology class correctly, when sister whatever the fuck." So okay, Spider-Woman went to Catholic school. And she's like, was talking
about... Great detail, thank you.
Yeah, like, oh, the kidneys, or the liver, rather. Yeah. The liver's job is to break down iron in the blood. And he's like, not iron! Yeah. And he's like, oh, let me put on my fucking whatever suit that
you're telling me this
iron.
Is a wrought iron suit, actually? I always thought that was just a bit of a play on words.
Dude, nope. You can make it a suit, you can make it a gate.
Listen, he needs a tetanus shot stat. Like, yes. Spider-Woman should be giving him shots and shit.
Oh, Clint Barton? Absolutely. Yeah. He's getting lead poisoning or some shit, or iron poisoning.
And, like, I hate the harp on, but, like, man. when he changes suits, it's not like he's changing within the suit.
Yes.
Oh, around no, him.
It's just magic.
It's just that suit. So there's an Iron Man suit over the Iron Man suit over the Iron Man suit.
And that's how you sell action figures, Chris.
Oh, of
that's,
course.
And that's the, exactly what
I want
what
the blue
this
one. I want the red one. I want the green one.
We can't call it War Machine. So Iron Man special
Iron
suit.
Iron Patriot, dude.
So,
Iron Patriot.
That's in that third movie, Iron yeah. Patriot.
Not Patriot.
That's how Don Cheadle gets rebranded by the U.S.
Are you
government.
Fucking kidding
in
me?
Iron Man 3, yeah.
Really? I forgot it.
It's also the name of a disgusting alt-right podcast, I'm sure.
Welcome back to the Iron Patriot. No, we are not talking about Don Cheadle today, but we are talking about the blacks in general.
They're eating garbage. Have you seen the footage of Venezuela? They are eating garbage.
Streets full of dogs and garbage.
Yep, that's right. That's socialism for you.
Also really excited about this Infinity War.
Infinity dot fart.
I am going to sue because I think I was used as Thanos' body double against my will.
I noticed my own gut. I could see my gut in a gut lineup.
Yeah, Thanos is a 54 large in jeans, my friend.
Relaxed fit.
So then what happens is he's short on time because
Ultimo
gonna
comes in, by the way. Ultimo goes,
right,
goes up
goes
his asshole.
Into
I think
the body.
Yeah, I think he goes right up his fucking little butthole, dude. That's exactly
it's
what happens.
It's that or the urethra.
Bink!
Jumps right down that dick.
And then
the hacker is jerking off. He's like, I'm inside of an Avenger.
Oh, yeah, right. Totally.
Or
I'm sorry, a
Forceworks member.
Yeah. He's got a Forceworks poster on his wall, too.
Penetration.
The whole thing is like he's going to turn large again.
Yes.
But nice. They totally are scared for the wrong reasons because she's like, oh, no, Tony. The suit's going to turn big again, and you'll be crushed. I was like, no, I think Hawkeye's going to explode.
Yeah, Hawkeye's going to turn into a... Like, Iron Man's going to be fine.
Yeah.
He'll be covered in a blood mist.
He's going to have blonde hairs all over him for weeks. It's like, oh, another blood... I thought I got all of these. Jesus.
How many showers do I have to take?
And, so he's fighting Ultimo, and Ultimo, he beats him with the adrenal gland. He, like, electrocutes him somehow.
Which, yeah. Question mark.
Big time question.
I don't think I have electricity inside of me, Eric, but I don't know.
I guess we got to work you up enough.
But, so he's like, oh no. It's like the clock is going. They cure Homer or Gomer's problem.
Right.
And he's an antivirus program. Yes, oh, it worked. Yeah.
Via floppy disk. So it's like maybe Stark was getting into that thing. He's going against the Norton antivirus people. It's like the Stark antivirus people.
Yeah, I could see that
actually
happening.
Tony Stark is a lot like that McAfee antivirus guy. You hear about that? Right.
Oh, yeah. John McAfee? Ooh. Oh, yeah. Terry.
He's on an island of his own making, like having, letting people's asses and fucking what do you call it?
Hoarding weapons, and he's got a goatee.
Eric, a Iron Man prequel, Tony Stark in a Halt and Catch Fire type situation.
Hell yes, hell
I
yes.
I think that would really work.
See what's him down on the Silicon Prairie. Definitely see that.
So she's like, you have 2 minutes to get out of there, and he's like, oh, I have an idea. I'm gonna go into the lungs, get me some pepper, and I think that there's two options here. The better way is like, Julia, you have to do something. You have to put on a rubber glove. I can't make it to the lungs in time. I'm a little closer to.
Oh, shut up.
I need something that's going to eject me from this body as quickly as possible with a violent force.
And he's like, Julia, you don't even have to touch it. You can stimulate it from inside his asshole. Man.
And we could sell it to the sperm bank afterwards.
Hawkeye's like, holy crap, Tone. That was crazy.
Julia, trust me. It's in the draft of my screenplay to Road Trip.
You know what? Get Homer to do it. He's a big laser dude.
And Tony, I guess we're Eskimo brothers. Huh, there, buddy.
Instead, he asks her to get pepper, and she's like, pepper. And he's like, yeah, you know, you put it on popcorn. I'm like, what?
Does he say pop?
He does.
Say
popcorn.
Say
she's
popcorn.
Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Put it on popcorn. Oh, it's in the kitchen. Who's putting pepper on popcorn?
That's really weird. I've never heard of such a thing.
Oh, yeah, exactly. That's why he has that fucking mullet, man. Yeah, I put pepper on my popcorn.
You got to put other shit on there if you're going to put pepper on popcorn, like cheese or something.
Yeah, all
you
of those.
You gotta have a savory popcorn at that.
Dude, they call them hilariously. There's a brand I've noticed called Kernel Seasonings.
Ew. Really?
And they just make like flavored popcorn powder to put on shit.
I don't like flavored popcorn. I don't like powder. Like, you know what, dude? Butter or bust.
Yep. Or just a nice smattering of salt on there, dude.
White cheddar popcorn's pretty okay.
It's all right. But this shit at the movies, man, it's like jalapeno cheddar. There's a cappuccino one.
Ew, that's disgusting.
They're awful.
They're selling this at the movies now?
Oh, yeah. You can get them at, like, when you get a popcorn and then you go to like where they have the butter and napkins and shit. You'll see their little like colorful containers.
Man, not even once.
Yeah, with seasoning. The flavor dust.
Out of curiosity, because my mother worked at a doctor's office.
I like caramel.
She would always get this at Christmas. It was like a 4-gallon tin. That was try.
Oh, yes. Of course.
Oh, I've gotten that.
Yeah, and like you just go through it. The cheese goes first.
Cheese always went first.
Caramel is like destroyed in seconds.
Yeah, and then the butter sits around till New Year's.
Not New Year's. Try St. Patty's Day, man.
Pro tip, man. Mix the caramel and the cheese.
Oh, pull the divider up out of it. Pull that.
I never even
divider.
Thought. I never even dreamed that.
Really?
Big,
no, it's.
I was like, that's against the law.
Exactly. That's what I was.
You can actually buy it at Trader Joe's bagged as the Chicago style popcorn, and it's fucking good. You don't think?
You know, that's the only Chicago style food I'll eat.
Oh, I'll eat it all except for hot dogs. Fuck that shit.
Chicago pizza, man. Come on.
I love it. I love it.
You better believe I'll be going to Gino's East. We're in Chicago.
I don't like tomatoes, but I like the dogs too.
I don't understand pizza wars.
We gotta go to Gino's East. We gotta go to Portillo's. We just gotta be fat about it.
Yeah. That'll be a change.
But you never think like cheese popcorn and caramel popcorn.
Okay.
Like, you never think together they'd be so amazing.
Right. But it sounds like it changed your life.
It did. It's really.
Your world.
I think about it every day.
I would love to do something with food. Like, oh man, that's Sadak style. Like whatever I did to food.
It's burning it or undercooking it, maybe. Substituting like a very crucial ingredient with like ketchup.
I will say that this week, because we're behind a paywall, I burnt my sandwich in the toaster oven.
At work or at home?
At work.
Uh-huh.
And the director of the entire fucking thing was like, to everyone, the toaster oven is a privilege, not a right.
Wow.
The toaster oven has been violated. Attention, minions. Oven has been violated.
Did he do it while you were like trying to get your sandwich out?
No, but like literally, like I was like wiping my mouth, done eating. It was like, by the way, you fucked it up, you idiot.
Were you called out personally?
No. It was just
did
in
they
general,
know it was you?
I don't know.
You think there were some people in the office that were suspicious?
I think people knew who it was.
Like Steve just had that toasted sandwich. I hear him licking his fingers, which is the international sound of Steve finishing a sandwich. And now email comes out.
You still have this job?
Yeah, we'll see.
You're breaking the thing that's making your food. That is Sadak style.
Okay.
Here's this popcorn. It came out of an exploded microwave.
It's all black.
This cast iron pan is broken in half. I don't know how
it's
that even happened.
It's a Sadak style steak, man. It's a hockey puck.
Oh, I didn't know I couldn't put that glass bowl in the oven. Here you go. It's a shard salad.
Oh, so the oven isn't supposed to be upside down when you use it. Okay.
Well, that's a real bungle.
Dude, I would make food that would make you cry.
Yeah, all the way to the emergency room.
Clint sneezes, Tony gets out.
Right. Oh, also,
there's a little dead Ultimo, though, still inside of him.
No, Ultimo comes out.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's so stupid. I think Tony Stark was like holding on to him or something because they both came out.
Well, you can't leave a little robot inside somebody.
They both like go back to their normal size and whatever. And Tony Stark is just like sitting on the corpse of this robot.
And he's all like tired. And this is like, Spider-Woman's like, oh, Tony. Like, it's a bit much.
Didn't you guys think also when
they're
makes
gonna kiss each other?
Yeah, I was fingers crossed.
I was hoping
they're
gonna kiss each other.
No, when she's like, when he says, go get Pepper, I thought
Pepper Potts. Yeah.
No.
Oh,
a seasoning
I
instead.
I totally forgot about that character.
Yeah, she's cool, man.
So did the MCU.
Is she in Infinity Wars?
I think maybe. She's back.
She's probably Homecoming for that like 1 second.
Oh, no, yeah.
She's actually, Homecoming was the most she's been in a movie in a while.
Can I predict it right now? Infinity War, she'll walk over and hand Tony Stark like a letter or something.
She could also get killed.
But she's also a fire person now.
At the end of part three.
She turns into fire?
They don't say that. She's not doing that in the fucking Spider-Man movie, I'll tell you that.
Well, yeah. She has no reason to. That's a movie where she's just passing paper to people.
Hold on a second. She turned into a fire person.
Guy Pierce does his like regeneration experiment on her. Uh-huh. Yeah. And then it works. Yeah, and then you find out about it because Tony Stark's trying to help her, and she falls into a fire pit, but the extremist serum is launched inside of her, and she survives.
I haven't seen it since the theater.
Prediction for everyone's doing their Infinity War prediction.
Sure.
Here we go.
It ends with Happy, who's played by Jon Favreau, Amy Blue played by Jon
Cooked
Favreau.
Cooked to a crisp.
No, and Thanos having a hot dog eating contest. And that's how we decide the fate of the universe.
Take us to Coney Island.
Lucky's got this.
Yes.
100%.
Happy.
Happy?
Yeah.
His name is
Happy Hogan.
Happy Go Lucky. That's his name.
So the end of this is kind of that.
She's Spider-Woman's...
She does a little bit of Spider-Womaning because the fucking robot wakes back up.
And like Tony's just like, I'm beat, man. I'm just tired.
He says something about like, my suit doesn't really have enough charge, so hope you got this.
And she and Hawkeye win. They go to the hacker's lair, which is just a house.
Just in suburbia, it's like a teenage kid on a computer. I think it was fucking Return of the Bruno there. The little Bruce Willis cartoon. Right, he was hacking the net, man.
And for some reason, this cartoon, especially with the hacking stuff, reminded me, anyone ever watch Freakazoid growing up?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. That show kind of...
I knew what it was, but I never watched it.
Tall Glass of Water, that show holds up.
Yeah.
You'll be laughing.
I mean, Animaniacs in general, I'd say, tend to hold up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we've been doing a little Animaniacs and some Tiny Toons. Oh, yeah, dude. That show's sinister.
But Freakazoid is pretty damn funny.
Right.
come on.
No, I haven't encountered a Freakazoid in a while. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Also, check out the PJs. Still good.
What?
I'm not watching the PJs in the year 2018.
You'd be more likely to catch me watching the dinosaurs.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's... Yeah, they're streaming dinosaurs. They're not streaming the PJs,
Streaming dinosaurs.
So
Guy shoots the fucker.
Oh, they ruin this kid's life and he gets sent to jail for fucking years.
But not for nothing, dude. This kid is on the hook for 3 attempted murders. Right.
That's true.
He goes
That's
by
true.
Crash Override.
Yeah, dude, the cyber crimes rap sheet alone.
You're lucky there's a white kid. That kid, they would not be so
he goes
gentle
by
to
yep. Crash Bandicoot.
6969.
Dude, hack the planet.
Biggest hacker.
Also, it turns out this is a world, I believe, where the public doesn't know that Tony Stark is Iron Man.
Sure.
Yeah.
And so he's like, I fucking applied to Stark Industries 3 times and they rejected me and said I should finish high school. And it's like, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody needs a degree, buddy.
Right,
so then you decided to murder people?
Yeah. That's not going to look too good on the job application.
Also, like... Ending your episode like in this fashion rather than the fight with the fucking robot.
Yeah.
It's so stupid.
It's weird. It feels tacked on, and then you get tacked on even more.
Because I think we're doing like an overarching theme.
Yes. Yeah. Because the Mandarin kind of floated throughout this show.
The best thing the MCU ever did was figure out how to not do the Mandarin and do the Mandarin.
It's a great turn for that movie.
Because you're like, oof. Like, you look at the Mandarin and you're like, yikes, that's some fucking Fu Manchu nonsense.
Yeah.
And then when you see, like, Ben Kingsley's cast, you're like, ooh, that's even worse. Because it's
He's
not
He's doing it again.
It's like, oh, it's double dipping in the bad shit. And then, like, they do a twist and it's like, oh, so we're making fun of the Mandarin. That's good. Yep. That's a good idea.
I'm telling you, that Iron Man 3 is awesome.
I got to rewatch.
It's really good.
That Black Panther.
Especially because the third act of that movie, he like loses his Iron Man suit for an extended period of time, and it's just him and Rhodey running around a boat with guns. It's just a Shane Black buddy cop movie.
But isn't him fucking around with that kid for too long and giving him a Vios-sponsored
He's fucking a kid?
Apartment.
That all totally plays with me. RDJ has a good rapport with that kid. It all totally works.
It's a Jurassic World kid.
Well, whatever.
I've never seen Ty Sheridan or whatever.
The younger one, not the older one.
Yeah. So yeah, this guy, this kid goes to jail. Then it's like the Mandarin is at this auction where he tries to like outbid this dude to buy a ring.
It's like rich Texan.
He's bidding on a storage unit.
And then he loses the bid to this Texan. He knocks the dude out in the parking lot and steals it.
Why
don't you do that from the start? Like, why even bid?
Well, why is Mandarin collecting these things? Is this like a bootleg Infinity Gauntlet?
I mean, like, that's the Mandarin's thing, is he's got special rings and each ring does something else. And
but
like,
these aren't Infinity Stones.
No, these are just like super rings.
No, they are right. Infinity rings. Read a fucking
comic. Although I'm sure him and Thanos have, you know, similar goals.
And that's the end of this episode, man. So I guess a cliffhanger. Was anybody embarrassed watching this?
Not terribly. Like, it's not, you know, it's kind of for babies, but I could see myself. I watched this a little bit as a kid. It was like definitely one of the lower tiers of the superhero shows that I watched, which was a lot of them.
Yeah,
but
it's
okay.
I just was bored.
Like, yeah, it's boring.
Embarrassed isn't really the word. Like, it's whatever. It's nothing happens. Like,
right.
If you've watched Fantastic Voyage or Inner Space, you know what this is.
Yeah, I like the idea of like going to kids, watch Fantastic Voyage instead of your Iron Man cartoon.
I would do that.
Honestly,
I would
happily
do that.
I agree. I mean, Inner Space was a big movie for me growing up. Iron Man cartoon, never heard of it until yesterday. So I'm kind of with Chris here. I was just kind of bored by it, but it was fine. Like, I understand. If I had known about it and I watched it, I'm sure I would have liked it. Because I think the animation's kind of cool enough. I like that blocky 90s animation.
Yes.
Yep, totally.
Oh, but they're, it's funny. These people have like, everyone skipped leg day in this cartoon. It's like huge hulking shoulders and abs and then like tiny legs.
Yeah, we got some stick legs.
Yeah,
I was
bro, you don't want to skip leg day.
You do not. I was not embarrassed. I actually... was a little bit of a nostalgia trip for me. I was totally fine with this. Mm-hmm. That second season, like when they quote-unquote cool it up a bit, it's kind of fun, watchable. It's very 90s in that way.
Is that when Uncle Phil shows up as War Machine?
Yes, that's exactly when that happens.
It's kind of bummed he didn't show up.
There was an episode I watched with like a Hulkbuster situation.
Tony!
And I believe Uncle Phil is doing Rhodey there.
Yeah.
I don't know. We have covered way worse fucking cartoons on this show.
Yeah, it's in the middle ground for sure.
And I'll probably check out more at some point. Late Night Talk, Glass of Water. All these are on YouTube in that bullshit, like, it's a tiny screen inside a movie theater picture.
Yeah, it's a way to scam. But it's also on Daily Motion, which is, as we have repeatedly stated, international waters.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah, also, watch all this shit at your own risk. Like, we're not advocating piracy at all.
No, not at all. And I mean, like, who knows what's happening to your data when you sign up on fucking Daily Motion?
Who knows, dude?
Yeah, suddenly you're voting for Trump. Like, you didn't even want to. It just happened. You just count it as that.
Alex, I've got a genius idea. It's called Daily Motion.
I hate moving daily. Should have had that cool Thanos chair.
He's going to be like Job on the Dais any day now.
Oh, absolutely. That is Animation Damnation for the month of April. Enjoy Infinity War, everybody. Until next time, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Sadak.
Chris Cabin.
Eric Siskin.
Take it easy.